earth, and sky.
In order to feed billions of people on Earth today, and the billions more expected by 2050, we need a second green revolution. That's according to Dr. Jonathan Lynch, professor of plant nutrition at Penn State. He explained that the green revolution of the 1960s was spurred by agricultural advance.
The first green revolution was using fertilizers and irrigation to improve yields.
Lynch said the second green revolution can't depend on irrigation or fertilizer. He said that's because many farmers in developing countries can't afford either. To grow more food under tough conditions affordably, Dr. Lynch said, we're going to have to breed plants with improved roots.
The roots are the part of the plant that take up water and nutrients. So if you want a plant that's going to be better at getting water and nutrients, you got to have better roots.
Working with staple crops like beans and corn, Lynch identifies which root traits, like deep or shallow, will help plants get the sustenance they need.
For some nutrients like phosphorus, which are in the topsoil, we want shallow roots.
Lynch then collaborates with plant breeders. He said evidence suggests that just changing the seeds to varieties with improved roots can double or triple farmers' yields. For more interviews with scientists, visit our website. I'm Jorge Salazar. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.